Hi, this is Jerry Reese. You are listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast. Have fun.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast. A place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 91 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On this week's show, we're going to spend some time talking about some of the future movies coming out of Walt Disney, Pixar, and the Lucasfilms companies. Now, every so often we do hear tidbits and we hear press releases and actors or actresses that were hired. Today we're going to kind of go over the list and try to get a good feel of what to expect for the next couple of years. With me on tonight's show, we have Jennifer. Hey, Jen, how's it going?
Hey, good. Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, same here. Welcome back after a week off. And we also have Jimmy with us. Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?
Fantastic. Very excited about this topic.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, Sam's not with us tonight because guess where he is once more? He is in Walt Disney World.
Is it just me? Does it seem like he's there a lot?
I think he just gets lucky. Work needs people to go to Florida, and he's always the first one with his hand up.
Oh, yeah.
So he's meeting with our friend John, and I think they're going to be hitting Disney Hollywood Studios for the whole summer fan. What's the name of that new thing they have?
Frozen Summer Fun.
Yes, exactly. So hopefully we'll hear about that soon. before we start tonight's topic, though, I want to kind of go over some of the news of the week, because a couple things were announced in this past week that are definitely worth mentioning. The first one is at Downtown Disney, they have the Disney Quest, the big three-story, four-story building that's got all the games and arcade games, restaurants and such. Well, it appears Disney Quest is going to be shutting down and being changed over. The new venue is going to be an NBA-based spectacular. Did you guys hear any details about that?
Not details. No, I haven't.
No, I think it's some type of – it's that NBA experience or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So that could be really interesting or that could be really boring. I hope it's going to be the first part. Another bit of news coming out of the parks, and this is something we saw on Facebook. Jimmy was really quick on posting this, and it appears that One Man's Dream at Hollywood Studios is going to be going away. Now, I hope that's a mistake, and I hope that it's just a bad report saying that it's shutting down for good and it might be just rehabbing, but I don't think so.
It was in no way an official report, so it could be just rumor, it could be speculation.
But given that location, it would not be terribly surprising, however sad, if it went away, or at least moved or something.
Have they done anything with the studio next door to it that had the Narnia experience and Captain Jack experience and such?
Isn't that where the new – I don't know if they've done anything recently, but isn't that where the new track for the third track for Toy Story is going to be?
Okay, it's stretching out in that direction?
I thought so. I could be wrong. Maybe it could be the other direction on the little area that just said hot set or whatever.
Right, right. Well, it is connected to where the Pirates Captain Jack experience was. One Man's Dream, to me, it's more like a pilgrimage type of attraction where I need to hit that every time I'm there. I'm not going to get to California. I'm not going to get to the museum anytime soon. This is the next best thing.
I know. I agree. I don't know. I love it. And, you know, with the Disneyland story and Disneyland, that exhibit and the different exhibits around there, it changes some, but there's always something there. And granted, that's, you know, the original park where Walt walked in. But I would really, really hope, and we've talked about this before, that, you know, it was just kind of for an anniversary or whatever. But I would hope that there was some sort of, you know, attraction for the history buff, the people that love that Walt Disney history. Because, yeah, the archives, I mean, the Walt Disney Family Museum is like as far away from us on this coast as we can get. So it was really nice to have something like that there.
Oh, sure. Sure. So we can hope. Maybe it's just a bad report at this point. Now, it does go hand in hand with the whole Animation Courtyard building shutting down at the end of July. So that more sounds like it's going to be more of a rehab or a restructuring of the building, but we haven't gotten anything official yet.
I sure hope so, because, man, that one, I love One Man's Dream, but I feel like you can, and this is not taking away from it, but I have a lot of books and all this stuff. I'd love to see. Maybe we can go to the archive someday. Like, I can have all these, like, you know, ideas that maybe I'll get to see that stuff again. But my family, we spend so much time in the Animation Academy specifically. And I was talking to another Disney nerd, Charlotte, and said, you know, it would be very surprising if this is when they decide to like close that down altogether. 4 or 5 years ago, my family and I would go and we'd walk up to like, so in the animation building, there's a little side door that if there's no queue there, it's unnoticeable, kind of on the back side of that art gallery on the front there. But 4 or 5 years ago, you'd walk up there and be the only couple of people hanging around, and it looked like you were going to some backstage area. Now it's so popular that there are like 25-minute classes, and you often have to wait a class or two before you can get into that little animation academy. So it's super popular now. I'm hoping they just rebuild it into like a larger venue like they have in California Adventure. That's what I'm keeping my fingers crossed for.
I mean, it very well could be. When we were there in February, we didn't go through the queue where you would go to do the little thing with watch the clip with Mushu and all that.
Right,
we just
right.
went through the back of the animation, like the store.
Yeah.
There's a door in the back of the store that takes you back there. And we walked back there to just specifically, I mean, we wasn't going back there to meet characters or anything. We just went back there specifically to do the drawing thing. And when I walked through there and saw all the people waiting,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
it backs up into the shop sometimes. Yeah. And honestly, a few years ago, we would go through that back through the shop, and I would feel like we were going to get in trouble. We were like sneaking in the back door,
right,
and we were
right.
supposed to go through the actual attraction. Now, I feel like hardly anyone goes through that attraction. It's good, and I liked it once or twice, and I showed my kids once or twice. And
yeah.
But we definitely go in the backside for the characters in the Animation Academy. Mm-hmm. And so does so many more people do. So it's almost become the front entrance.
It'd be really cool if they'd revamp that back to Neverland and have a, as much as I don't dislike Mushu, but.
Well, sure. And I'm talking about two different things. I think it was animation for the Robin Williams, and it's more of the story and the character development for Mushu.
Is it? Okay. It's been a while since I've seen it.
So, well, either way, it'd be nice. I mean, Captain EO set the precedent, so we can go back.
Right.
If we go back, that's the question.
Yeah.
But you think that the Back to Neverland with the Robin Williams and all that would be a perfect setup to go into that academy where you go draw.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure. Well, who knows? Maybe they might split out the entire meet and greet with the characters and make it just the movie and the Animation Academy, perhaps.
Yeah.
Closer together.
Well, we're talking a little off air. We kind of need Sam, our Google Earth nerd. There's probably... Hi, Sam. There's probably a bunch of, you know, buildings and things that we don't even really recognize are back there unless you take a good look, because they were utilized, you know, for drawing and for other working things. Who knows how much space or even buildings are back there? So I'm anxious to see what they do with that area.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. I'm sure we'll be talking about this in the future. One other thing I wanted to mention. Last week, we talked about some of the new things in the parks, and one of the topics that we talked about for a little too long after listening to the show again was the new offerings at the Animal Kingdom's bakery, the simulated brownie poo that they have available. Now, it was kind of weird because as soon as we put that show out there, we saw a couple articles saying that it was already gone. And we're like kind of bumming because we're all getting ready to go down there and we're all looking forward to trying it out. Well, as of recording tonight, I think tonight's a Tuesday night, we heard that it actually is back again, and it was just basically running out, or they ran out of it.
So apparently, from what I understand, there's, and we can tell the story for what it is. After Jennifer listened to the last show before this one, she said, guys, look, if I'm coming on, we got to talk about poo. I felt so left out last week that we must bring it up again. So
I'm not sure that's exactly what I said, but yeah.
So it was worth mentioning, at least.
Yeah, so
it sounded
apparently
like it was
there's
gone.
Limited edition poo in Animal Kingdom as of right now.
Right. Now, one other topic we did not mention last week, and Sam was bumming out after we got done recording it, was that the cheese sauce is now gone from the restaurants, the quick service restaurants, that awesome cheese sauce that you can goop on your fries, your burgers, or whatever you wanted to goop it onto. It appears that it's gone, which I keep hearing that rumor every like 3 or 4 years, it seems like it goes or it comes back or such like that.
Okay.
I think you could still get it behind the counter.
I know, but I was about to say, I think that it's still there. It's just not self-service.
It's not that you can liberally pour it as much as you want.
Right.
You have to actually
You can't do a keg stand on the cheese. So.
You also can't burn yourself and sue them.
Right.
Right, exactly. I'm sure something caused it. They're usually something like that. I tell you what, those side bars they have there at Pecos Bill's and the other one over at the one in Tomorrowland.
Sunny Eclipse.
Right. It's great because they've got the fried onions and the fried mushrooms too.
And all the sautés.
That makes the meal, as weird as that sounds. That's really awesome to dump that on too.
Yeah, if you get one of those burgers, just the average, you know, Disney burger, but then you throw some sautéed onions and mushrooms on it. Mm-hmm. It does make.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I tell you what, that's the news. And what we're going to do now is talk about some of the movies coming up. And before we actually start about the future movies, I want to say something really quick about Inside Out. Last week we talked about Inside Out, and I still haven't seen it yet.
So me either.
And I'm waiting for the cruise, because they're going to be making it one of the nights on the cruise instead of the Broadway-type show for the 5 nights.
Oh, yeah.
One of the nights is going to be Inside Out, so I'm going to hang out and wait for that.
But you said you haven't seen it either, Jimmy?
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, guys.
I tried to go twice. And
I've seen it 3 times.
Wow.
Full disclosure, I didn't actually buy 3 movie tickets for it, but it's so good.
And we're going to see it. I mean, it's definitely on the list. But one of the things we brought up last week was that the characters don't seem to be in the parks. And we had thrown some theories around that perhaps they weren't at the character meet and greet in Hollywood Studios because they're waiting for it to shut down and redesign it and come back. Well, one of our listeners instant messaged me on Facebook. He was at that special theater opening they had at Downtown Disney a couple weeks before the movie opened, where they actually did have the characters there signing autographs and taking pictures. And it was announced at that event that they will not be in the park at all. Hmm. Unfortunately, he wasn't given a reason for it. However, I've refined my theory. They have State Farm commercials on TV right now that use the characters from the movie. Could it possibly have something tied to that, where Disney sold the characters? Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I don't know if that is it or not, but, you know, we'll keep our ears open and we'll see. I just thought it was really odd. I mean, Baymax and Hero were in the parks the day it opened, or even before it opened.
Believe every word that they said to those people there that day, that they don't have plans to have them in the park right now. But I would be hard-pressed to believe they're not actually going to end up there surprisingly later.
I would think with the current situation Disney is in with Marvel, with the Universal having the theme park licensing, that they would not make an endorsement deal like that with State Farm, that they would exclude them from including them in the parks.
Oh, right. And that was a big theory of mine. I can't say I have any information.
If they made that deal, someone needs to be fired, because that would be stupid.
Depends how much money they made, though.
Just to tell you how big.
Autographs are free.
The huge Disney nerd in my household? I called my daughter last week. I was on my way home, and I said, "Hey, you want to go to the show?" And she says, I said, "I want to go see Inside Out. You want to go with me?" And she says, "Well, I have to clean my room." Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That's a very conscientious girl you have there, Jimmy.
Yeah, sure. She completely sold me out.
That's funny.
That's okay.
Teenage girls.
Well, what's good about it is we do have a lot of movies coming up, though, so I'm sure there's going to be one down the road she's going to beg to see.
I'm sure.
So what we'll do is we'll go through this list, and we'll go by date. And basically just as the dates they're released, so it's going to be mixed up between the 3 different companies. One of the first ones we have coming out, it's actually kind of a lull, because the next release is going to be November 25th, 2015, and it's The Good Dinosaur. Now, I've seen a little bit about this one. I know it's definitely going to be a dinosaur where the dinosaurs are dominant and the humans are pets and such like that. You guys hear anything more specific?
No, I didn't know that much.
Now, I finally saw a trailer. The most recent time we saw Inside Out, there was a trailer for it, and I still don't really know. It's like, you know, what it happens if they didn't become extinct. And then that's kind of it. That's all I know. So,
So I think it's going to be an interesting movie. I mean, it's Pixar. So we're already going into it. It's like a 7 or an 8 on the scale. So I'm looking forward to this one.
Which is interesting because this is the second Pixar movie this year. And they did not have one last year at all.
Right. You wonder if maybe that was one got pushed back or something.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're looking forward to that one. And the movie coming out right after that, December 18th, which is big time on my calendar. And I have yet to hear anything or see anything about this. So guys, keep quiet. It's the new Star Wars, The Force Awakens movie. So
what do you mean you haven't seen anything about it?
I've purposely not watched trailers. I've purposely not read articles. I've hardly ever done this before, and I'm sticking to it until the movie opens.
Impressive.
The only thing I have seen has been the Black Stormtrooper, because the day they played that trailer, Jon Stewart put it on his show.
The one line that Jimmy knows I want to quote right now from the trailer?
No.
There is a line about Han Solo and Chewbacca, line?
Yeah.
Say it. Go ahead, say it, because I know that one too.
Jimmy, we're home. It's so good.
Right.
It's so
good. Is that home to Corellia?
I don't even know.
I know.
We're not going to
tell you.
I get to ask that.
I don't want to give you too much of a spoiler, but a large percentage of the movie takes place in space.
Jimmy.
Okay, fine. There you go. That
doesn't give anything away.
That gives nothing away. Planets are in space, so that's fine.
It's Star Wars. Of course it takes place in space.
So I'm really looking forward to this one. I did this with the Hunger Games. I still don't know how the Hunger Games ends because I purposely have never read the books. I've never paid attention to the story and whatever.
And I've already to a different level.
And I've really enjoyed watching the movies.
I don't know what happens in that story either.
Well, see, now that was total opposite. I read every book and I was ready for the movies and it was not disappointing. So that worked out well. But again, Star Wars, I'm doing it differently.
I like the way you're going into it.
I do too. I'm impressed.
I just borrowed the first three from a buddy of mine and made the kids watch them.
That's what we're actually watching with my older two.
And then I'm about to go give him the first three back and get the second three. And when I say the first three, I mean in the order they were released.
Of course, yeah.
I was going to say, let's clarify.
Yeah.
Yep.
I always get that question. And then apparently there's some type of way you can watch them in a different order.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
I think we did.
Hatchet or it's some name to it where you watch, I think, 4, 5, 2, 3, and 6, and you never watch one.
Oh, that's funny.
Because one doesn't matter. but anyway.
I'd say I'm really impressed, Ed. I have done that, you know, I'd say the closest I came was I did not watch the Festival of Fantasy YouTube videos because I was going in like a week. Had I not been going like the following week, there's no way I could have done that. And you still have 6 months, so kudos to you. I'm impressed.
Yeah, no, I'm hoping it doesn't get any worse as far as advertising. Okay, well, let's go on with our list. And the first movie of 2016 is a live-action movie called The Finest Hours. Now, this is a movie by another company that Disney's, I guess, distributing. And it's a live-action movie about a rescue off of Cape Cod. I guess in the 50s, there was two tankers collided, and the Coast Guard boat went out and rescued all the people off the tankers. So that looks like that could be very, very interesting. There were a couple names in that. I can't remember who they were exactly right now. Ben Affleck's brother's in this one. Casey Affleck's in it.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I actually had never heard of this, but I just looked it up, and it looks like the first credited cast is Chris Pine, and he's made a lot of good stuff, so I'm a fan.
Sure.
It says Jeff Bridges also somewhere. It's listed in the top of the cast, but I don't see like any character names, so looks like this is still very early development.
But still looks good. We'll have to take a look at that one. The next movie coming out we have on March 4th, 2016, it's Zootopia, a Disney animated action movie. Jason Bateman is the big voice in this one. And the most I can get out of this, it's basically like kind of a cop mystery partner type movie.
Okay.
We have a bunny rabbit working on the police force for the first time, so she's not doing too well, and she partners up with the Jason Bateman fox character.
Yeah, I actually saw a trailer for this, and I did not know that at all. So obviously it was one of those teaser trailers that gave you a little bit of the feel of the movie, but I did not know the actual plot at all. But basically it says that, you know, humans are, there are no humans in this world, and all the animals are anthropomorphic. So they're all wearing clothes, and they're all, I mean, it's funny the way they present it, but the coolest thing that we thought, I honestly don't know that it looks that great, although I'm sure it will be. We just don't know enough about it yet. Kyle pointed out that one of the coolest things they do is that animals that are natural predators in our world are also enemies in Zootopia, and animals that work together and live together well are together in Zootopia. So I don't know. It sounds like they put a lot of thought into this. So I'm anxious to see how it comes out.
Jennifer Goodwin is the female star.
Yeah.
Who is Snow in Once Upon a Time.
Total side note, I left Kyle in the dust and finished season 4, Jimmy. We'll talk about it later.
Gotta keep up, Kyle. Gotta keep up.
That's right.
Okay, cool. So let's move on. The next movie is another one I'm going to put a star next to and make sure that I'm definitely going to be there for the opening day of this one. It's going to be the new version of The Jungle Book. And there's so many good things about this without even talking story or old Disney. Jon Favreau is the director. And that is very impressive. I think he has done so many great movies in the last 10, 20 years that I'm really looking forward to this. And the list of actors doing the voices is pretty incredible. Bill Murray doing Baloo.
That's so fun.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I almost hope it's not too Bill Murray-ish, though. I don't want it to be Garfield. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So we'll see how that goes. Ben Kingsley as Bagheera. I can't say his first name. Idris Elba. He is playing Shere Khan. He was in
Idris Elba.
Pacific yeah. Rim.
It's just pronounced Idris.
Idris, okay. And he's also the guy who handles the gate and the bridge in Thor movies.
Absolutely.
So he's going to be a great Shere Khan
voice. He's fantastic in that, by the way.
Here is the odd voice.
I was going to say, you've left one out.
I have two more good ones. Scarlett Johansson is going to be Ka, the whiny, ass-kissing snake, which is going to be real great to hear her do that. And King Louie, anybody take a guess if you don't know?
I know. This is my favorite casting.
What about you, Jimmy?
Any ideas? No.
Christopher Walken is going to be King Louie.
I think that Bill Murray and Christopher Walken paired up.
Good.
That's hilarious. That's going to be so fun.
And I got to think King Louie is going to be a lot different than we know him from the original. I can't imagine Christopher Walken playing him anything like the way he was originally. Bill Murray and Baloo, yeah, somewhat. He could be that friendly type of character. But Chris Walken, I don't see him being the King Louie. And I apologize for not being able to remember the actor's name who did the original. But very interested in seeing this. I can't wait.
So Bagheera is bad, right?
Nope, he is the panther that kind of leads Mowgli around.
Okay.
He's actually the Jiminy Cricket kind of character in this.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Shere Khan's the bad guy, the tiger.
That's right.
And I was going to say, and Baloo is the character kind of like Timon and Pumbaa, kind of, you know.
Yeah, wants to be buff.
Carefree.
The only reason I ask is, have you ever seen that commercial with, like, what's it, Kingsley and the guy that plays Loki, and they talk about how British guys always make
the
best...
The Jaguar commercial?
Yeah, the British guys always make, you know, the good villains.
Sure.
So Kingsley being...
Scar.
Yeah, Scar.
You know, well, really interesting real fast. Sorry, that I was thinking, I was trying to remember if this was a mocap picture, a motion capture, and it's not, but the reason I was thinking that is that's 2016. In 2017, not related to Disney, comes out an Andy Serkis Andy Serkis movie starring a bunch of other huge names, The Jungle Book Origin. So that's going to be super weird to see these like two movies coming out within, you know, a year of one another and how they handle that.
And if the first one does really well, everybody's going to expect the second one to be a Disney anyway, so.
But I think they're going to be totally different. So yeah, it's really interesting because I kept hearing casting and I'm like, wait, but I thought that this person, so there's just basically two movies in production right now that are live action Jungle Book, which is so weird.
I'll have to pay attention and see what happens.
Totally, totally off Disney, by the way. Have you guys seen the trailer for Pan?
I did.
Not yet.
How fantastic. I hate this. I mean, it's not Disney, but how fantastic does that look, Jennifer?
It looks really good. But so does the Peanuts movie. So really all the trailers I saw recently, I liked, but in totally different ways.
All right, never mind. There goes all of my credibility by using Jennifer.
No, Pan might be the first. No, I shouldn't say that. Pan might be the first live action Peter Pan movie that I really like. So it looks really good, but it looks very strange. So
no, it definitely looks different. It's like a prequel to Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That could be nice.
Yeah.
Now, there also is another, and we're not going to talk about it tonight because it's way down the road, but there's another Tink movie coming out with the Legally Blonde girl, playing her. Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon.
So that is going to be very interesting. But that's four years down the road.
Is that supposedly going to be to the theater?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
We were talking about it last week. I think Sam and Herd, they're not making any more Tinkerbell movies,
yes,
to video, yeah, or whatever, because
they're doing too well
of the new Tink movie. Oh, they're in prep of the new.
Oh,
new
so they don't want to take away from it. I got it.
Yep.
I hadn't seen any of those direct to video Tinkerbell movies, but
yeah, our kids aren't young enough.
They are really quite good. Like I mean, you just mentioned
that before, Jennifer, how good they were.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, and they do really well. So I was surprised to hear that as well.
Cool.
And maybe that's what prompted the one with Reese Witherspoon. Maybe they're doing these direct-to-video ones, and they're doing so well just direct-to-video that this, you know, they've made the decision, hey, we need to do a feature film.
Right. Well, I'm sure it's going to be a whole new storyline based on it going to be live people and all. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Next movie we have, released April 22nd, 2016, is Born in China. Could not find much about this, but it is a Disney nature film, so perhaps we're going to be exploring all the animals of China from pandas on down.
My word. If it's pandas, my daughter will lose it. She loves pandas. Like, she loves pandas more than me, I think. More than she loves me, I think.
Assuming April 22nd, 2016 is Earth Day?
That's a good tradition, they
release all the, every year, they release one on Earth Day.
And literally the week before is Jungle Book, April 15th. So right in a row.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, there's a trailer and it shows a panda. She's going to die.
Oh, cool. That was just a lucky guess. How can it not be?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Okay, now the next release is May 27th, and that's going to be Alice Through the Looking Glass. So we're going to continue on with the Alice movies. It's another Tim Burton movie with the same characters that we saw earlier, even to the point where the Queen of Hearts is back. And that looks very interesting. I'll wait to see what the story is going to be about a little bit, maybe.
So what did you think of the Tim Burton Alice?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, I thought it was good. I thought it was... I'll watch that probably all the way through before I watch Alice in Wonderland for real again, all the way through.
Oh, you mean like the animated one?
The cartoon, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you hate the classics.
No,
No, who hates the classics?
I like Alice in Wonderland, actually. It took me about 31 years to like it.
I don't know if that's a classic.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, sure it is. It definitely is a classic.
I mean, when did it come out, though? I mean, it's not Snow White classic.
50s.
Oh, yeah. It was early.
So you hate everything. You just hate everything before Alice in Wonderland.
No. She just hates everything until she sees it.
Right.
And then that's a different story. But so that looks good. I'm not expecting anything more than the other one. It'd be awesome if it was. I just think it's actually another movie to get Johnny Depp to be on the screen.
I don't want to say that I've never been like disappointed by a Tim Burton movie, because some of them I can take or leave, but I've never been sorry that I've watched a Tim Burton.
See, Kyle is the same way. He's a big Tim Burton fan. Not like a fan, like he would watch them all the time, but he's the same way. He knows that he's going to enjoy a Tim Burton movie.
Even some of them are so freaking odd.
I have not found many that I
liked. Yeah, just...
M. Night Shyamalan used to be like that way in the beginning. I would see a movie just because of him, and then he just disappointed me too many
times. See, Tim Burton movies, like, they all weird me out, so I can't... I mean, they're okay, but I am much more skeptical than he is.
Oh, yeah, there's always that twist going on. A dark little twist.
I made Wyatt the other night watch... I didn't make him, but we sat down and watched. We were talking, and he had never seen... And this is off topic, but... talking about M. Night Shyamalan, Unbreakable with Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
That's a really good one.
How fantastic. I mean, that's like one of
I haven't seen it in years, but it's such a good movie.
Sure. Perfect. Perfect. Especially if you're a Marvel fan.
If you're a comic book fan and you haven't seen Unbreakable, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It is fantastic. And it is, it's available on Netflix for streaming.
Cool. Cause I need to watch it again.
Yeah. So we just happened to be talking about comic books and stuff. And it made me think of that movie.
Excellent. Okay. Well, back to our releases. And next summer, June 17th, we've got Finding Dory finally coming out. Now, it seems like we've been hearing about Finding Dory for about 2-3 years now.
It's because we have.
So, yes. So it's really kind of cool that it's coming out. And I haven't really figured this out from any of the trailers, or little snips I've seen. But from some of the reading I did, basically it sounds like that Dory's going to school with Nemo. And at one point, she gets her memory back enough to remember her youth. So she kind of hauls butt to get back to where she grew up.
That's cool. I admit I did not. I can't remember hearing much about the actual plot. I just assumed.
I didn't know anything about the plot. But I will say that I am. Ellen is from New Orleans, and I'm a huge. I love Ellen. So.
Sure.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
She hasn't done enough outside the show in a while. So I'm kind of psyched for her to get back into the movie.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Okay. Now after that one, July 1st, we have the BFG. Now, I had to look up what the BFG was, because it could be a lot of different things.
So you gotta...
However, for this version, it is...
You guys did not grow up in the 80s and 90s.
The big friendly giant. Well, if it was the B.I.G., maybe, or the whatever. But anyway, the big friendly giant. The only name I recognized as far as being in this one is Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live fame. And the way this one looks like, it's more of a quest movie. There's a queen, there's another person, and there's the big friendly giant. And they're all going out to find bad giants?
So it's a Roald Dahl novel from the 80s.
I don't know who
that's
that
what
is.
It's based on. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Charlie James and the Giant Peach and Matilda and...
Oh, no. See. No, yes. I'm done.
That's isn't he also the Chocolate Factory?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Nah.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
No.
Oh my gosh.
So he has good. He has a really good reputation. So I'm looking forward to this one just because of that. To be honest with you, still not sure exactly what it is, but I can't wait to find out.
That'd be cool, I think.
Yep.
I'm not saying I won't watch it. I just don't know. And from the resume you gave me, I mean that's not my.
Does it mean anything to you?
No, don't get me wrong. Obviously, he's it's a lot of great movies, but I mean, not any that's necessarily something I would want to watch over and over.
No, I think I like that one for the nostalgia factor for me. Like, I loved the book, so.
Like, to me, we were just talking about Tim Burton. All those movies you named are weird, just in a different way than a Tim Burton movie.
I'll give you that.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have to.
They have that little twist to it. Yeah, sure, definitely.
Just the way they're filmed and the way they're done. I mean, well, look at James and the Giant Peach, and then look at, you know, The Nightmare Before Christmas and The Corpse Bride. They're almost
Tim Burton-ish.
They almost could
back and forth, right?
Yeah, right. They could almost you could almost connect them the way they're done.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I bet you're going to have a better chance with the next movie coming out this next year. August 12th, 2016, we have Pete's Dragon being re-released. And it appears this is also going to be live-action animation, like the first one was.
Cool.
And I tell you what, I didn't recognize any of the main character names. However, down on the list, I did recognize Robert Redford's going to be in it, and Carl Urban's going to be in it. Redford, you know, obviously who he is. Carl Urban, for those who are not sure, he was the new Dr. McCoy in the Star Trek movies.
Oh, okay.
He was also the new Judge Dredd. He did a TV series where he had a partner as a robot.
Inhuman.
Right.
That was a fantastic show.
Yeah, I was bummed out they canceled that too. That had to be the actors wanting to get out more than I think the show
did. It was fantastic.
So you guys, the only thing I know about Pete's Dragon is what songs are on those Disney classics. I know nothing about it. So
have you seen the new parade at the park?
So the BFG is my jam, and Pete's Dragon you can tell me about.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, Pete's Dragon was awesome because basically you had a small little boy who was living with a family that wasn't too nice to him, and he had a friend named Pete.
And his name is, the little boy is Elliot, right?
Correct.
Yeah, yes. I remember a little because I used to think
and
that it was the same as
the Dragon.
I used to think it was the same as Puff the Magic Dragon, but it's totally different.
It is totally different, but loosely kind of like, you know, Pete's looking out for him and stuff like that. Well, Elliot's the name of the dragon, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's Pete's dragon. Pete's
the blue. Oh, that's
yeah.
right.
Okay, yeah, that does make sense.
Yes. Right. So, but yeah, definitely looking forward to this. Always looking for these new rehabs. The movie way back, I want to say late 60s, early 70s, was an okay movie, told a great story, and I loved it, but I bet they could do better with this one.
Well, and I hope that they, I'm a big, you know, music person, but I hope that they put, like, some sort of tribute to, like, classic songs when they redo these. And so far they have, with all of these, you know, remakes of movies. There's been sort of little Easter eggs of the old movies, but...
I think that probably is going to be a definite. You always hear these directors talking about their roots and where they got their knowledge from and their education, and they always kind of throw back to the old animators, the old story guys, and I can't imagine it not being involved in this one. Yes. So
it looks, very cool. So it looks like the other lead, and well, the lead actress in that movie is Bryce Dallas, who is the female lead in Jurassic World, the redhead.
I was going to say, I've heard that name, but yeah.
Yeah, she's okay. She's the female lead, and I mean, I guess Chris Pratt would be the lead, but she would be the co-lead, I guess.
Whatever. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next movie they have coming out with not a specific date is The Queen of Katawi, which is basically about, it's a true story about a Ugandan girl who was very poor, family couldn't afford to send her to school. In a outside of school program, she learned how to play chess. And she worked her way up to becoming a chess master. So it sounds like a definitely cool underdog live action type of movie.
Interesting
a
story. About that. Go ahead, Jen.
No, I was just saying a story that we don't, it's not, you know, same old for sure. It's definitely something unique.
Sure. And you watch this movie and you become an expert at how to become a grandmaster in chess.
Yes.
The other cool thing that's, I guess, maybe odd is that it's produced by ESPN Films.
Wow. Well,
chess is a sport, just like poker.
Well, I know that, but looking back through the history, I've never seen another movie in this long list of Disney movies. Nothing else has ever been produced to the theater by ESPN Films. So maybe this is something new that they're venturing into with these. I mean, you had movies like McFarlane, you know, some of these movies, like we just had, like McFarlane USA and stuff like that, you think maybe that's the direction they're going.
No, yeah, I'm looking at their films, and it's definitely like an X Games movie and, you know, a Dale Earnhardt story, but they're all like, yeah, they're all on television. They're so not.
Basically like documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
interesting. No, this is going to be interesting. I can't wait. I'm not too sure if we'll catch this in every theater. I'm not sure how that's
going to be. Oh, I bet it's going to be a limited.
Yeah, at least to start. See how it does.
Okay. Now, as we move on to November 23rd, 2016, so this is the Thanksgiving movie for Disney this year, Moana, which is the movie that they've been kind of sneaking out little snips.
Pictures,
and stuff like
mostly,
that.
Yeah.
It's about a girl in Polynesia, a native girl who basically goes on her quest of her own. And I'm not too sure more of the details of that. However, I did see a very cool picture. We were talking about the animation courtyard earlier and the animation building. One of the very cool things they have in that building that I always look forward to seeing is after you get done with the Mushu movie and you move out to where the character meet and greets are and all the cool computers for sound and for colors and stuff, there are usually big murals on the wall of upcoming movies. And John, our friend John, had just sent us a picture of the Moana movie where they had the big, you know, ocean scene with the island in the background, and it looks very, very good. Again, it's going to be, I'm not sure if she's a princess, so to speak. I wouldn't be surprised. That tends to be the trend. But it definitely sounds like another strong girl character, Lilo-like, perhaps.
I think the only other thing we know about this movie so far is that The Rock has been cast as the lead male, and that he will sing in Moana.
Now, nice, I did not know
everything
that.
Right now.
Sure, and he has to be brought in the movies about Polynesia.
Sure,
I think that's
sure.
That's a law in Hollywood.
Perfect fit. And he's actually, this isn't the first movie he's sung in. He sung in The Game Plan, which was also a Disney movie. He's a huge Elvis fan, and he actually sings pretty well if you watch The Game Plan.
Oh, yeah, no, I believe
I'm a huge fan. He's big. I mean, if you're like into positive thinking and kind of stories of success, he's definitely one, somebody that came from pretty much nothing and
that's cool
and built a fantastic life. And you can tell, I follow him on Facebook, and you can tell he's like the type of person that really gives back.
Nice. Okay, now after that, we have December 16th. We have another Star Wars movie coming out. It's Star Wars Anthology Rogue One. Now, there's not a lot of information about that. However, what I can find is it looks like we're following a small cell of rebels who are trying to steal the plans for the original Death Star. So it kind of sounds like it's set before A New Hope, a little bit, you know, between movies 3 and 4. And I'm not too sure about details more than that. And I don't really want to look for more about that.
Just, this isn't really a spoiler, but it looks like, just in the footnotes here, it looks like it's going to be directed by Gareth Edwards, who directed Godzilla.
Okay.
And it definitely says it's like a spinoff, so it's not, it's going to be different than the main line of the next trilogy.
Yeah, it's like in the same galaxy.
Right. Yeah. It's just going to, almost like an Agent Carter to, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right. I'm surprised they haven't done that more, because there's at least 1,001 Star Wars books that don't have Luke or Leia or Han or Chewbacca. So there's plenty of stories out there.
Yeah.
Next movie coming out from Disney, March 17th, 2016, is going to be the live-action Beauty and the Beast.
Yay.
Now, a lot of people are very psyched for this movie to come out. A lot of people are kind of bumming out because they're thinking it's going to take away from the original animated movie. Mm. Looking at the list of characters and actors they've already cast, I think this is going to be a win. We have Emma Watson as Belle. We have Ewan McGregor as Lumiere. Ian McClellan as Cogsworth. And Kevin Kline as Maurice.
Wow.
I didn't recognize the actor playing the Beast, though.
What's the name?
Dan Stevens.
Right, that's the name. Who is Dan Stevens?
It looks like he's been in just Night at the Museum, Downton Abbey, just like a couple, like not large roles, it looks like. So
he's probably going to be, he's probably maybe more of a voice actor than...
Maybe.
True, because he's going to be Beast most of the time, right?
But the other characters there, Josh Gad is playing the Foo, so that's, you know, your Olaf from Frozen.
Right, I missed that.
Kevin Kline is Maurice. And then Stanley Tucci is Cadenza. It's a new character that's a piano, a grand piano. So Emma Thompson is Mrs. Potts. Like, I think this, I wasn't sure about the movie until the cast started rolling out. And you know, Emma Watson was first, and I'm like, I don't really know. And, but the more characters they announce the casting for, I think it's going to be incredible.
And you mentioned LeFou. Did they cast Gaston?
Luke Evans.
Okay.
Who's Luke Evans? Sounds familiar, but it's not.
Fast and the Furious 6?
No.
We'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking.
I'm sure it's going to be very outstanding.
Just talking about.
He was in Clash of the Titans.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, I don't.
Talking about what you. Oh, yeah, he's the main character. He also plays Dracula in Dracula Untold. He's the main character. He's Dracula.
So is he the actor that was in Lord of the Rings who was Bard?
Yes, the guy with the bow and arrow.
Very cool.
Yes. He's been in Dracula Untold, he's been in The Hobbit. Jennifer brings up Fast and Furious 6.
Nice.
I was going chronologically.
He was in Three Musketeers. What?
Okay, that's fair enough. That version that he was in, that was a really good version of Three Musketeers, by the way. That had Orlando Bloom in it, too.
That was just given.
I'm surprised I did not see that.
So, just kind of on, you know, what you had said before, that people were worried about this. I just don't buy it. I don't buy that these movies, I take them for what they are. And just like Maleficent, so many people are like, oh, well, it was different than the original. You know what? I don't buy it.
Yeah. No, that was great. That was great different.
Yeah, it was great different. So I don't buy the idea that, oh, well, it's going to take away from the original animated feature. Well, why can't they coexist? You know what I mean? Why can't they exist on their own merit
can't separate that sometimes.
Yeah. And it's going to come to play a little bit further as we go along, because Maleficent wasn't really the main character of Sleeping Beauty. And they did a whole movie based on her, so they were able to come up with a lot of the extra stuff to do that. Now, when they do the live version of Dumbo, or they do the live version of Winnie the Pooh,
and it was
things
great.
Like that.
Cinderella was fantastic. It didn't stick exactly to the same storyline as the animated feature, no, but they still did it. I mean, they usually hit those out the park. So, I mean, it's when they come up with a Tomorrowland, John Carter, Lone Ranger.
John Carter, I don't want to talk about because I thought it should have been
good. I thought it was good.
I thought the Lone Ranger was really good.
I enjoyed both of those as well, but they just don't seem to do well at the box office for some reason.
Yeah, there were some odd things going on.
So many people complain about, Disney's just doing reboots and sequels, but then when they come up with something really fantastic and original, they won't go to the theaters to watch it, so.
hopefully the movies we're talking about are going to get them back. Now, getting back on the schedule here, we have in May 26th, 2017, we've got the release of Star Wars Episode 8.
Did you see the trailer for that?
No. They don't have a trailer.
I'm just kidding. No, they don't.
Yeah, I was going to say. No, of course not. And they don't even have a real name for it. So it's just Star Wars 8 right now. And then on June 16th, we have 2 years from this June, we have Toy Story 4, the movie they said will never be made.
Right.
I haven't actually heard much of a storyline for this. The only two things I heard was that John Lasseter said that basically we said we're never going to do a Toy Story again. However, we came up with the greatest story that we couldn't stay away from it. And he went on to say that the Andy and Woody story is over. So I'm expecting us to kind of move on to something else.
Yeah.
Involving the toys, maybe not even the main character toys that we know from Toy Story. Who knows?
So
something to look forward to.
Jennifer, you're going to D23?
Yes.
Will you do me a favor?
Maybe.
There'll be a display of John Lasseter's shirts.
Okay.
Because apparently every, Pixar movie, he gets a Hawaiian shirt.
Hawaiian shirt. Yeah, I've seen those.
Based upon that movie. So there's going to be a display showing all of his shirts from each movie. So I would love just photos. If you just happen to be in that area, if you could snap some photos.
I can handle that. I will not steal a shirt for you, but I can take a picture.
If you steal a shirt for me, that would even put you on I'd bring something special for you in October at Disney World. That brings a prize or something.
To jail? Is what you're saying?
Right.
Well, we have one more movie we're going to talk about for 2017, and then it gets a very, very kind of odd in that they have untitled Pixar movies, untitled Star Wars movies, and things like that. So let's end with this one. July 7th, 2017, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Yes, one more Pirates movie.
I'm excited about it.
And what's cool about this, I did a little research into it, and it's got the four elements any Pirates movie needs. Bad guy, it's got Captain Salazar. I'm not sure exactly who the actor is yet, but I'm sure we'll find out before that. It's got to have a location in history that's known as odd or mysterious. Well, we're dealing with the Devil's Triangle this time.
Hmm.
It's got to have some mysterious weapon or artifact they need to find to save somebody from something. We're looking for the Trident of Poseidon in this one. And it's got to have the most important factor of all of any of these Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
Which to be the key to success.
Now, I didn't hear or see anything about if any of the other characters are coming back with him, meaning his crew or Blackbeard's daughter or any of that. So
interesting to see. Johnny Depp, Kay Scodelario, I don't know who that is, Orlando Bloom.
What?
Will be Will Turner. Javier Bardem.
Me?
That's Captain Salazar.
Javier Bardem will be Captain Salazar.
I didn't see Orlando Bloom was in it.
Goodness.
This is on IMDb. Brenton Thwaites will be Henry. Jeffrey Rush will be Barbosa.
Oh, cool.
Martin Kleba, who is the little person, plays Marty.
So Barbosa back as a British captain or a pirate again.
Oh,
probably a pirate.
My goodness.
Gibbs will be back.
Good. Okay.
So
we're not starting out totally new.
No,
we're actually doing a throwback. I was going to say, Jimmy, I'm excited too because I thought that when Will Turner left the series, that there was nothing worth watching because that was pretty much why I watched the first few.
Reason.
But I'm definitely a Will Turner, not Captain Jack. Although Captain Jack's okay too. But they're still good. They're still just a good adventure movie. Maybe not the best movie ever created, but they're always enjoyable. If he's coming back, it might be the best movie of the year.
By the way, Ed and Javier Bardem.
There's two Star Wars movies that year, so don't count that too quickly.
But Orlando Bloom. Ed, come on, ladies, where are you?
He's going to be in the Star Wars movies, too, didn't you?
In that case.
No, only kidding.
Do you guys like Javier Bardem?
I'm not sure who he is.
He plays the villain in the last James Bond movie. You'd know who.
Doesn't help.
You'd know who. You're not a James Bond fan?
Well, I don't remember the last one. The last three kind
the
of.
The one that he pops his tooth out. He's got the blonde hair.
Nope. I only saw him in No Country for Old Men. He was good, but I don't have an opinion on him.
Oh, okay. He has black hair in that one.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
He typically has black hair. And
sure. Oh, yeah. Perfect bad guy looking
guy. In Skyfall, he has blonde hair. He was like an ex-agent who's going after, and he ends up killing M.
Cool. About time.
Dame Judi Dench. She's been so condescending on Spaceship Earth for so long. It's about time she buys it.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's been a total, like, wet rag to Bond for the past three movies.
Yeah. There's a new one coming out, though. Not Disney, but Spectra is coming out. I'm a huge James Bond fan, so
Okay, so they're going for the bad guy story now.
Yeah, I guess.
Everyone else
Spectre.
Is.
Spectre. That's perfect, actually.
So, and this cool. this is probably, I would think,
Oh, please be 60s. Please be, like, flashback, like, the old days with a young Bond facing Spectre in the beginning.
Okay, so guys, who is your James Bond?
Oh, there's the only one.
Roger Moore.
Yeah,
well, it's just growing up to me. Yeah. If I think James Bond, I think Roger
Moore. And Jimmy, you're going to say Sean Connery?
No.
No, he's going to say the latter one, Dalton.
No, I would say Pierce Brosnan.
Okay, that's mine as well. So, I mean, not my favorite, but that's definitely the one that like I grew
me
up
with. Me and you are close to the same age, and Ed's really old.
Yeah, exactly. But not Sean Connery.
That's now, Sean Pierce Connery, Brosnan, right. You could have went Sean Connery.
He can never be Bond to me because he was Remington Steele.
He was Remington Steele.
So that is, that's just really, yeah. So
actually, you know, but I think Daniel Craig has done a fantastic job as Bond.
Yep. I don't disagree there.
There was a couple more in there that.
I just Googled Remington Steele.
Who did you say?
I had to get one more.
You can get that more, right?
You can get that on Netflix.
Definitely.
Yeah, Roger Moore. Roger Moore was good, but he got too old on the series.
There was another one, though, that did like one or two movies.
Oh, well, he did one. It was the yeah, we're not going to come up with his name.
Tim or Tom. I feel like he's one.
It was George. It was, yeah, he did Her Majesty's Secret Service, I believe.
Okay.
But, hey, whatever. Okay, well, I tell you what, we've got a lot of great Disney movies to look forward to from Disney, Pixar, and LucasArts. And what we didn't talk about tonight was some of the Marvel movies that are going to be coming out. We decided that since the Marvel movie thread is kind of a confusing, let's try to keep it together, let's stay with the Disney company versus Sony versus the other companies that still own the Marvel copyrights, we decided to hold off, and we'll do that on a separate show. Kind of review all the Marvel movies recently and then all the ones coming up in the future, because there's a lot of good ones coming up. Ant-Man, I'm looking forward to that. And all the other, Captain America, it's less than a year. Can't wait for that one either.
Really? Less than a year? That's kind of exciting.
Oh, it's great. I really can't wait
for that. I feel like that was so far away.
Well, and I see it's like Captain America Winter Soldier just came out, it feels like, but that's about a year now.
I've watched that one probably 10 times.
You can't help it. Literally, there are no non-Marvel moments on the TV. If you have the main package with movie channels, you can literally watch one Marvel movie after another throughout, like, the day.
That's and then crazy. They've done, you know, Disney's done a good job. They made that agreement with Netflix. But if you have Netflix, there's all kind of great Marvel and Disney movies on Netflix now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the TV show's on Netflix.
Yep.
But anyway, so thank you guys for listening. We really love doing these type of reviews of movies, because it gets us up to date, really, too. Like I said in the beginning, you hear little snippets and you hear little articles about who got cast for what, and it never really comes together and you kind of figure out what's going to happen for the next couple of years.
If you want to get in touch with the show, please email us, ed@thedisneynerds.com, jimmy@thedisneynerds.com, jen@thedisneynerds.com, or sam@thedisneynerds.com. Please follow us on Twitter @thedisneynerds. Like our Facebook page, The Disney Nerd. Like our Facebook page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. And join the group, Disney Nerds. It's got about 15,000 members. We talk Disney all day, every day.
Boy, do we. Well, I tell you what, that's where we heard a lot of the news quickly this week. It was coming out so fast.
Yep.
So it's definitely worth checking out.
Yep, I agree.
Well, very good. Again, thank you all for listening. Without you out there, guys, we wouldn't have a show. From Jennifer, Jimmy, and this is Ed. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Baharini.
And Congolish for Sam.
Compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your